From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Federal officials have added two Jefferson City cemeteries to the National Register of Historical Places. Jefferson City officials received word Friday that the Woodland Old City Cemetery was added to the register. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports Old City Cemetery was established in 1822 and Woodland Cemetery opened in 1838. The cemeteries are on 6.6 acres of land and are the oldest in Jefferson City. While the two cemeteries were established independently, they are now considered a single entity. Several of Jefferson City's and Cole County's earliest settlers are buried in the cemetery, including former governors John Sappington Marmaduke and Thomas Reynolds. Officials hope the designation will promote historic preservation and awareness of those buried in the cemetery. Missouri State University is spending $1.6 million to buy 52 top-notch pianos by the end of the year. The Springfield News Leader reports the university's Board of Governors recently signed off on the plan to purchase the pianos designed by Steinway & Sons. The pianos will be delivered this fall and paid over a 7-year period. The university's piano inventory upgrade will earn the university the designation of an all-Steinway school. Sean Wall, the interim dean of the College of Arts and Letters, says the all-Steinway label is coveted by music conservatories and universities and that it's a, quote, profile raiser. Upgrades to the road and crosswalk at the intersection of Nifong Boulevard and Woods Edge Road will begin Wednesday. The Columbia Missourian reports Cook Concrete will add a pedestrian island with flashing beacons and asphalt shoulder replacements to the intersection. The construction will last from Wednesday to Monday, August 13th, but road stripping is expected to be completed by Monday, August 20th, and travelers should be cautious in the area. The upgrades stem from resident concerns about the existing crosswalk, which is used by Mill Creek Elementary School students before and after school, according to a city council memo. The upgrades are a part of the Nifong Intersections Improvement Project, which will also add roundabouts to the intersections of Nifong Boulevard and Sinclair Road, and Old Mill Creek and Vauder School Roads. University of Missouri President Moon Choi received a 2-year contract extension from the UM System Board of Curators on Friday. The Columbia Missourian reports Choi's contract with the university now runs until 2024. Choi took over as system president in 2017. Board Chairman David Steelman said Choi did not want a raise. His original contract included a base salary of $530,000, a car, and a housing stipend. Since taking office, Choi has presided over deep budget and staff cuts at MU and smaller reductions at the other three universities as enrollment and state aid both were reduced. Steelman also said the board's decision to extend Choi was unanimous. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.